Hey, hit me!
Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
Yes, a very good morning, New Delhi mob. Welcome back to your yarning circle, the Murray Grapevine. It is National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we come to you live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on Yidinji Country as BBM Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National Israeli Service. I'd like to acknowledge traditional owners of the land we broadcast from and to all our traditional owners across the beautiful country of ours. Welcome Black. National Talk Black, have you say, yarn up strong, your mob. Now, the Royal Australian Navy celebrates the 50th birthday of HMAS Cairns, which was first established as a patrol boat facility in 1971 and commissioned as HMAS Cairns in 1974. We're there going to talk to First Nation man, leading seaman, BM Joseph Canning, HMAS Cairns Regional Indigenous Development Coordinator. And we have Joseph on the line. Joseph, good morning. No, we don't have Joseph on the line. You there, Joseph? Joseph, good morning. No, Joseph. We'll get Joseph back online and yarn with Joseph and talk about this celebration, 50th birthday for HMAS Cairns. And good to be talking to First Nation man who's holding the reins there, leading seaman, BM Joseph Canning. We'll come back to him as soon as we can. Your daily program, National Talk Black, just started the program, so plenty of time for you to for your mob to have your say and yarn up strong. All topics, all is here for your daily program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416. You can also text a brother, 0457140550. And don't forget our Facebook page, Rob BBAM 987 FM. I'm just going to try again with Joseph Canning, see if you've got Joseph on the line. Good morning, Joseph.
Hey, morning, brother. How are you?
Hey, we got you, my brother. I'm good. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
Yeah, so born and raised down Caboolture, my family from out Sherbourg, so Waka Waka Gubby Gubby Boys, Willis Hart.
Yeah, beautiful, brother. And seaman there, the leading seaman, BM, HMAS Cairns Regional Indigenous Development Coordinator. How long have you been in that role, brother?
Started this role January last year, eh?
Oh, okay. And how are you enjoying it? 12 months?
Yeah, no, it's been unreal. A big eye-opener. So usually out at sea or down in Sydney. So it's been a big change, but very enjoyable. Being able to get out into the community and do
good,
my thing.
Good. Do your thing. Fantastic. So the HMAS Cairns, 50th birthday. Tell us about the ship, brother.
So base here, HMAS Cairns, yeah, we had our 50th on the 2nd of Feb, so we had a big formal parade on base here, had our Command Australian Fleet come up, Rear Admiral Smith, and he was the inspection officer, so it's a really good day, just about celebrating all our naval history and the connection we have here on base with all the surrounding regions up this way.
Fantastic. So HMAS Cairns, pardon my ignorance, it's based in Cairns?
Yeah.
It is.
So we back on the major base here for all the ships.
Okay, fantastic, brother. And look, there's a lot of recruitment going on with First Nation people, you know, both men and women. So you've got to be pretty excited about that as a First Nation man and leading seaman, brother.
Yeah. No, it's really good. So I come through our Navy Indigenous Development Program that's held on Sheridan Street here in town. So. Yeah. That's a really good program launched back in 2014. It was along the lines of the National Agreement on the Closing of the Gap and that second Defence Reconciliation Action Plan. Really good for all these young fellas. Like, a little quick story. I was a young fella, hang around wrong crowds, dropped out of high school year 9, found the program, completed the program 2016, and it just built me up, set me up for that successful career.
So it's a great pathway, for young Indigenous people who who can set their pathway up for their future, but also you use it as a vehicle to stay out of trouble.
Yeah, most definitely. And it's not about us recruiting. Like, it's deadly if they come with us on our journey in defence, but it's also setting them up for when they, if they want to go back home into the community, you know, it sets them up for that right direction.
Exactly. So how long have you been a personnel?
Going on 8 years in March.
Good on you, brother. Fantastic. Leading from the front. And look, it's about the journey. You're enjoying the journey. And look, happy birthday to the HMAS Cairns, 50-year celebration. And great to be yarning with you, my brother, and look, leading from the front. You are the First Nation Navy personnel beside you, working with you?
So we do have other RDICs, the Regional Development Coordinators, around. So myself, Darwin, Perth, Melbourne, Sydney.
Excellent.
So we are here. We got all biggest mob here on base.
Good.
But in this workplace, yeah, we all spread out.
Fantastic, brother. Well, you are leading from the front. And just paint that picture. When you're working in a job like so, what is it like? Most jobs, 12 months, but you're 4 weeks holiday. Is that the case with Navy personnel?
Yeah. So you usually will have our stand down period over the Christmas holidays. You can take your leave during it. So it's usually when we're working, and you always get your stand down time to go home.
Yeah, good. And when you go home, what are we talking, 2, 3 weeks, 4 weeks?
Yeah, 2 to 4 weeks usually. Yeah, more if you got that, if you saved up your leave.
Yeah, sure. Okay, rightio. Yeah. Because as we know, enemies don't have days off.
That's it, eh? Got to keep going. That's it.
Exactly, my brother. Hey, good yarning with you. Congratulations. Thank you for the yarn. Big shout out to all the First Nation Navy personnel across this country. And also, happy birthday, HMAS Cairns, 50 years and 2 Deadly, brother. You take care, eh? All the best.
I'll see you around, brother. Thank you.
Oh, bye-bye. Deadly yarn there. Joseph Kenny, leading seaman, BM. And he's the HMAS Cairns Regional Indigenous Development Coordinator. So fantastic, and a big happy birthday, 50th birthday for HMAS Cairns. And great to be talking to a First Nation man who's been with the Navy as a personnel for 8 years. The boat is 50 years. He's 8 years. And he's there from Cherbourg. So represent Cherbourg. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416.
Shaking cries all around, the earth is quaking from stories passed down. Black, yellow, red are the colors I see, defining the culture that's inside of me.
Spitting original raps, and perhaps you're gonna take it home, chuck it on and lace to that particular track. And as a matter of fact, what's the essence of culture? If you could just tell me that. As I ran an indigenous story, shed blood, sweat, and tears with my peers for many years, trying to bring much glory to warriors and ancestors. Less spiritual footprints for me, that follow before me, and other systems trying to ignore the colored MC. Same time, pulling men sitting up top upon a sideline, trying to adore and suppress the murder in me. So, with the respect and courtesy, indebted to the beat. Forget it, don't worry about it, it's not accepted. Never was an option for thee. Same struggle and pain, the black brothers gotta get through on a regular day to day basis, man. It's just the same old, same old.
Foot stomping, legs shaking, cries all around. The earth is quaking from stories passed down. Black, yellow, red are the colors I see. Defining the culture that's inside of me.
Yeah. Blood is thicker than water. A father once said to his daughter, true story beginning with slaughter. So without the order of water in this day and age, nowadays I think we will remain in a never-ending mind frame of pain. Sometimes going insane, but yet still trying to make a generous change for the next generation, eh? Make it go seem more reachable and pain on remain. It's the beginning of a new world order to work when they're forced to grow up in a world filled with dishonor. Do disorder, a kind of not a super kind of another finding one another. So which is what you're running to want it forever. Runner is what I'm eventually gonna discover. You're running, there's plenty to see if you're looking for thee. Say, stolen generation was a crazy situation. Now we're back up on the scene, rising to the top, positively elevating through the black smoke with its instruments and music. We're creating,
shaking cries all creating around. Yep. The earth is quaking from stories black passed smoke down. Black, yellow, red are the colors I see, defining the culture that's inside of me. And legs shaking, cries all around. The earth is quaking from stories passed down. Black, yellow, red are the colors I see, defining the culture that's inside of me. Stomping, legs shaking, cries all around. The earth is quaking from stories passed down. Black, yellow, red are the colors I see, defining the culture that's inside of me. Foot stomping, legs shaking, cries all around. The earth is quaking from stories passed down. Black, yellow, red are the colors I see, defining the culture that's inside of me.
My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trek.
1-800-422-416.
So unreal, like a wind in the desert.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. Deadly number here, 1-800-422-416. We're going across the nation, thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. And you can yarn up strong on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. You can text the brother as well, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page on BBM987FM. Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And like I said, live here at the First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns on your dingy country. Yarn up strong, your mob, 1-800-422-416.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernigan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are. Our fathers were warriors, their fathers before them. But though we're now civilized, our hearts are not far from them. 'Cause we're one generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. From a warrior, one generation from a warrior, that's what we are.
One generation from a warrior,
yes, that's what we are. Now that we know where our people come from, we found our identity, our spirit lives on and on.
Shabit got a rubber dub style. Island warrior, but me plan all wild. Listen to the beat, to the rhyme, to the rhythm. We gon' make you jump, cop car, now you get him. To kick a raga in a natty vibration. We are the children of the next generation. Coming to you with a positive style. All simply, I'm the warrior, but me plan all wild.
One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Ooh, yes. That's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Ooh, yes. That's what we are. Our fathers were warriors. Their fathers before them. But though we're not civilized, not far from them. 'Cause we're one generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. One generation from a warrior. That's what we are.
One generation from a warrior.
Yes, that's what we are.
The river was a rising.
things you gotta split by stream, cause this is where my heart will always be. Streets and beats and families will always bring back happiness and memories. We'll always have our ups and downs, but for now it ain't really nothing to worry about.
So just chill with me and just bounce to the sound. You gotta make it count, cause this is how the Valley Gang break it down.
Now it's time for our people to stand as one. Nyungle and Yalindi and many more to come. I wanna dedicate this to our community. Wiggle, wiggle, where the rainforest meets the sea.
We're raised in a valley where our hearts run so free. Cause the land will always be here for you and me. Cause it's time to stand with pride, so no matter what others say. So keep your head up high, cause there will always be another day.
Guy Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning circle, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
I'm created by the Most High, powerful host of angels in the sky. This I say. I know life. Cultural dancing be passed down from generation, from generation. Expressing my identity. This is a representation to my land and coral sea. Coral sea. Woy-oy-oy-oy. As we strike and hit the ground, feel the earthquake beneath your feet. My spirit's filled with strong belief. Feel the energy. Strike, yeah. My mala, too good. Respect, yeah. Powder, this one power. Me plus still ya dancing warriors from the
feel
island.
The energy.
Strike, yeah. My mala, too good. Respect, powder, this one power. Me plus still ya dancing warriors from the island. Yeah. Stop him. Was him strike him. You play be look.
Feel the energy.
This is how we gonna do it. Mob, yo. Yo. They plug out energy.
Hit them up. Hit them up. Yeah.
Masik.
Masik.
Yo. You plug out energy.
You look there. Masik.
St. Paul.
St. Paul.
Yo. They plug out energy.
You plug out energy.
Saibai.
Saibai.
Yo. You plug out energy.
Strike him. Wawa.
Badu.
Badu.
Yo. They plug out energy.
How got there? Wawa.
Danley.
Danley.
Yo. You plug out energy.
Danle, Danle.
Daru.
Daru.
Yo, they plug out energy.
Daru, yeah.
Mari Island.
Mari
yo,
Island.
You plug out energy.
Wawa style.
Feel the energy.
Strike, yeah.
My mala, too good. Respect, powder, this one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the
feel
island.
Feel the energy.
Strike, yeah. My mala, too good. Respect, powder, this one power. People are still ya dancing warriors from the islands. Yeah. Stop him. Watch him strike him. You play be look.
Feel the energy.
Too good. Watch him. Born today.
Feel the energy. Feel the energy.
Hello? Yeah, beautiful land and sea. Black Image Band here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you saying Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. Now, Aboriginal self-determination requires opportunity. Young Aboriginal men need job opportunities, which help them work alongside others who understand their cultural and community and empowerment them to access full-time employment. We're going to catch up with Yane with Kurt Gruber, CEO of Worldview Foundation. And on the line, we've got Kurt. Kurt, very good morning. How are you?
Yeah, good, thanks. Good. Thanks for having me on.
Yeah, no, thank you, Kurt. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Before we start, brother, let the mob know who your mob, where you're from.
I got Anawan heritage from up northern New South Wales, actually, but I've been down in Canberra on Ngunnawal land, and I've moved up to north of Brisbane.
Yeah, so, fantastic.
A bit all over, yeah.
All over, brother, all over. Good footprint, yeah. Thank you very much. Give us a bit of background in regarding Worldview Foundation, please, bro.
Worldview, we're I guess business guys, and we had our business, and you know, I used to have a bush tucker restaurant for about 5 years, and
okay.
My plan was, oh, I'll just employ local mob, and it'll be, you know, well, this will all be great. But I soon realised that a lot of the guys needed more than just a job; they needed, you know, support. I found I was going to court with people. I was, you know, helping with DV issues. I was, you know, and I'm trying to run a bush tucker restaurant.
Become daddy daycare.
So I decided, you know, we need to come up with a model that that has that support.
Yes.
Not for everyone, obviously, just sure. For people who are trying to overcome disadvantage.
Yes.
So we used we've got an IT and recycling company that's national now. It's you know, got about 100 staff. We've grown that mainly Indigenous staff too, and we use that to provide employment.
Yes.
But supported employment, so you know, you can make a few mistakes and you know, learn etiquette, learn work ethic. While we've got Indigenous mentors and stuff who've been through the program before, who provide wraparound support, teach the young fellas and girls how to cook,
yes,
how to drive, how to budget, how to use MyGov, all that kind of thing. So after about 6 months, they got some good tickets and, you know, work experience, but they're also able to hold together life stability, which you need.
So you know, the restaurant turned this into
on a sofa, or
yeah,
you know, trying to get out of violence, or you're still struggling with past traumas, and you know, so it's holistic wraparound, yes. And it works really well.
Good.
You know, it doesn't work for everyone, but you know, we get about 75% success rate, and we're just trying to grow this across Australia, and hopefully we'll be up your way at some point soon.
Yeah, sounds good, brother. Sounds good. Where are you based, Kurt? Kurt, I lost Kurt. Kurt, can you hear me? Hello, Kurt? No, Kurt. Having a good yarn there with Kurt Gruber, his name is, CEO of Worldview Foundation. Look, he's a businessman, started running a business in a restaurant as such, and he found that he had a lot of dramas happening with his staff and regarding helping them, supporting them. So he ventured away from that, just trying to see if he's still running the restaurant as such, and or is he going full-time with the Worldview Foundation and helping young First Nation men and women get on track. I'm talking life skills, mentoring, being mentored, and in their financial situation as well as their job situation and life skills as that, which is fantastic. I think we had Kurt online. You there, Kurt?
Yeah,
got you, brother. I heard everything you said. You just couldn't hear me. Fantastic. So I wanted to ask you, are you out of the restaurant game, brother?
Yeah, I am. I still like to cook up my lemon yes. cheesecakes and my kangaroo tail soup when I get a chance. Or Aussie
food.
But IT and cyber security and recycling now.
Yeah. So the restaurant turned the mishap of brothers and sisters and you helping them to get on track, it turned into a new industry for you.
Yeah. I'm always entrepreneurial.
Sure.
You know, run the business as a side part. You know, Worldview itself is its own registered charity, and you know, we've got a team of mentors and you know, young guys who've come through.
Yeah.
That's the secret. You've got to get people who've been there and, you know, turn their own lives around. There's no point sitting in a boardroom with, you know, a bunch of no offence, but, you know, government or executives coming up with.
Yeah, but you can't be black on black. When you've got our mob working with our mob, I mean, that's the best ingredient, isn't it?
Yeah. But, you know, we've got IT engineers who some are from India and,
sure.
You know, there's all a mix of people at work, which is also important.
Yep.
But, like, if you're talking about some of the issues that our mob face, it's pretty hard for someone to come in and understand that.
Sure.
Not impossible, but, you know,
Exactly, fantastic. So how many mentors you got on board, brother?
All up, we've got about 12.
Okay.
Are
those men and women?
Yeah, good, men and good. Women. Yeah. We tend to attract young men. We work a lot with guys coming out of the, young guys who are a bit lost and might be coming out of the justice system or, coming out of addiction and that kind of thing. And
sure.
Because we're a recycling company, we do tend to attract young men, but, we have had women as well.
Yep.
Not everyone works there, so we've got IT and stuff too, but
good.
We're really trying to just position them for, they're not going to work with us forever, or some might, but
sure.
It's more about come to us.
Well, not come and go, but come and grow is what I'm picking up, brother.
Yeah.
That's fantastic.
What have you got up in Cairns that works? Have you got much happening up there?
Well, probably not in this space. You know, we do have different companies and organisations and black businesses who help people at Mob become work ready, so to speak. But the mentoring is so very important. I'm loving what you're doing there with Worldview Foundation. It should be templated across the country, brother. Do you branch out to other city towns, other states?
Well, yeah, I've personally moved up Brisbane way because I want to get it all happening in southeast Queensland first, and
sure.
Yeah, definitely want to get up your way too. The bottom line is that it costs us about $25,000 a head
to
run this because it's intensive.
Yep.
We pay everyone a wage too, so really it costs about $60,000, and we pay the young guys a wage out of our businesses, but we need that extra $25,000 to do the wraparound support.
So like you're a government funded, or you're a private business, brother?
We're a private business and
yes.
also a charity. We set it up. I started in my garage about 7 years ago.
Yeah, brother.
After I got out of the bush tucker, but we'll get there. We're winning awards and we're scaling. We got definitely going to get there. We want to within 20 years. Sounds fanciful, but models like this they're going to work.
Of course they're going to work.
Just support.
Yeah, beautiful, exactly. It is a support thing, it is a community thing, but look, entrepreneur, businessman you are, build it and they will come, but you're enjoying the journey. I think you're kicking some fantastic goals there, brother. And look, it's a good framework and all the best to you. And thank you for sharing, Kurt.
Yeah, thanks for having us on to share. I hope to see you up there soon.
You got a web page anyone can see, brother?
Worldview Foundation.
One word.
Worldview.org.au is the charity, and the IT company. We provide IT services to all the big corporates and government. We do schools and banks and all sorts of stuff, and we recycle all their old IT equipment.
Yes.
That's WV Tech. It's the business that gives everyone the jobs and makes the money so we can do this stuff.
No, that's beautiful.
And the charity hires all the mentors and teaches people to cook and drive and budget and
all the above.
And turn into our next heroes and our next leaders and our next elders.
That's too deadly, Kurt. Look, beautiful. Love it, brother. Just keep doing what you're doing. Please do keep in touch, and we'll keep an eye on Worldview Foundation.
I can't hear you again.
Thanks
for having me on.
Thank you, brother.
Yeah, it's great to talk to you, and we look forward to seeing you up there.
Sounds good. That's Kurt Gruber, his name is, CEO of Worldview Foundation, a deadly brother, entrepreneur, businessman, Worldview Foundation, started a restaurant and enjoyed that, but found he had... daddy daycare looking after his staff, court cases or, with their domestic violence or whatever dramas they were going through in their personal life. So he changed his focus and now he runs Worldview Foundation. Do check it out. Google it, your mob, Worldview Foundation here in Australia. And First Nation man at the table, holding the reins and steering the ship, business entrepreneur he is. This is your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong. 1-800-422-416.
We got Talk Black with Uncle Trevor, Murray from the Curry. Call in on 1-800-422-416. 98.7 FM, BBM.
Ooh. Ooh. Make my mother work. We'll make your tracks in the dirt.
diving for pearls. While we does it, by them in the surface of it work. We're making holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop at work. We're making tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, by them in the surface of it work. We're making holes in the earth to track in the hurt. For what you thought we could be worth, we stop at. You must have me, San Balarayan. I take our rib, I got my Sigailan. Born and bred where Kyoto, the island. Busy not to fly, must fly, go by again. Another after and be full blood, new in mind. Another after and be cell come from Jamaica. With the coming of the light, now July 1. Sends a light blown Torres Strait Island. I'm at the young you bad when after become. After matter make a dance, after make it the marker. And man no understand, when we shake a hand, me plan make it one plan. We not playing for fun, fun. Them come once it's time, we snag a band. Woman naga man, bullet no gun, no gun. I mean no gun, hand to command. Man from make it wrong decision. Them come, but we no sabe see them at the work. We make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, by them in the surface of it work. We don't make it holes in the earth, to track in the hurt. For what you thought, we could be worth, we stop at work. We don't make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, by them in the surface of it work. We don't make it holes in the earth, to track in the hurt. For what you thought, we could be worth, we stop at. Bamba, you go walk, but not sabe where you from. Mata love and pay respects to those before us. Pass them go from diver to a dove now. Look your above, sign up the gubba gub. Mata listen club, them kind was a mara. Bala make it damn kind, you gon' mata stop. Bombay, them kind was a kuyur password wap now. Then kind was a spia password wumara. How mata ya new bad when out there we come. Out there mata make it work, make him sign up to sun down. Make it plenty pound, dive up mother down. When he selling them, but keep it the millions, hundreds and thousands. Them kind was a waiting naga vow. Bought in naga bow, farmer naga no cow. Lawyer speaking all out, but gunny go pop. From sissy walk up from inside south. They hit now, but we no sabe see them at the work. We don't make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, by them in the surface of it work. We don't make it holes in the earth to track in the hurt. But what you thought, we could be with me sabe work. We don't make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, by them in the surface of it work. We don't make it holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought we could be worth, we stop it. I'm at the work. I'm at the work. We don't make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, by them in the surface of it work. We don't make it holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought we could be worth, we stop at work. We don't make it tracks in the dirt, diving for pearls. While we does it, by them in the surface of it work. We don't make it holes in the earth, tracking the hurt. But what you thought we could be worth, we stop at work.
Yeah, welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black. And we come to you live from First Station Radio Station here in Cairns on your Yidinji country, BBM Bumber Bit Media, 98.7 FM. Now, Queensland, Queensland Council of Social Services, are leading the Make Queensland Fair campaign to shine a light on the cost of living crisis affecting everyday Queenslanders. Last year, the Queensland government delivered a $14 billion surplus, the highest of any state or territory. So this shows there's enough money in Queensland for every one of us to have a home, fresh food, medicine, a way to get work and a way to pay our bills. Look, with that, I'm going to catch up with Amy McVie, CEO of QCOS, and got Amy on the line. Amy, good morning. How are you?
Hi, Trevor. I'm good. How are you?
I'm well. Thank you very much for coming to the program. Where are you based, Amy?
I'm based in Brisbane, but I'm in Cairns at the moment.
Oh, okay. Well, welcome to the city. So, QCOS, give us a bit of background. QCOS, please. Queensland Council of Social Services. Who are you guys? What do you do?
Yeah, so Trevor, we've been around for about 65 years and we represent the community services sector in Queensland. So we have about 500 members from right across Queensland providing all kinds of services into our diverse communities. And we have a collective vision of equality, opportunity and wellbeing for all Queenslanders.
So last year, states here, the Queensland government delivered a $14 billion surplus, the highest of any state or charity. So QCOS is saying that there is enough money in Queensland for every one of us to have a home, fresh food, medicine, a way to get to work and pay our bills. But it's not just happening. It's not the case, is it?
It's not the case. And what you made me think about before when you asked about the history of the organisation is that about 65 years ago, people working in the front lines of community organisations came together and sort of recognised that more should be done to actually address the underlying causes of, you know, the things people come to services for, whether it's domestic and family violence, whether it's youth justice or so forth. Often what governments do in response to the sector saying we need more resources for people on low incomes is say, well, our budgets are tight, we need to be careful. The thing is, right now, we have a golden opportunity. We have a really healthy state economy. Our economy is booming. Mm. Our government's delivered the biggest budget surplus last year that any state or territory government has delivered ever. And at the same time, Queenslanders are feeling cost of living pressure, which they haven't felt since the 90s. So we say this is the moment for governments to step up and actually address some of those long-standing inequalities in our community.
Well, we're talking about some necessities here. We're talking homes, we're talking medicine, we're talking school, work, what have you. So this is not an expense. It should be an investment, should it not?
Absolutely. And we're talking about the basics. We're exactly. talking about families being able to afford the basics. And our research shows that right now, if you're a working family in Queensland, earning, say, close to $900 a week, you're going backwards to $200 a week just trying to afford the basics. And let me tell you, if you're a single parent family or relying on income support, the picture is even worse.
Well, the other thing too, it creates a platform, a vehicle as such. If you put money out there and the government puts money out there, like I said, an investment, if people have got their houses and they got homes and then they got a job, the government gets the money back, you know what I mean? Because we've got a proactive community, so to speak.
So much is taken care of when we take care of people and communities, when we empower people by ensuring they have the basics covered. So many of the issues that plague our communities are dealt with. As you know, we've got a so-called youth justice crisis going on in Queensland at the moment. And when you look at the characteristics of the children involved in crime, so many of them don't have stable housing. Many of them are coming from families under huge financial pressure. And rather than understanding that there are root causes of problematic behaviour and we can deal with those root causes, we're throwing millions of dollars at the punitive end, which we know doesn't work.
Exactly. Well, when we look at fundamentals of life, that is the foundation of a good community operating. Idle time, idle hands, devil's playground. If our kids are active in a household where there's opportunity for school, for sports, you know, it creates a nice platform for their future, doesn't it?
It certainly does. I mean, all of us know that if we don't have our basic physical and emotional needs met, our behaviour won't be great.
Mm. Well, thank you very much and congratulations, QCOS, who are shining the light on the cost of living crisis affecting everyday Queenslanders. Make Queensland Fair is the campaign. Congratulations. We're having a yarn here on National Talk Black going across the country about, making Queensland Fair. So that's a good campaign. And thank you for your yarn and all the best to your team there, Amy. Thank you.
Thanks so much, Trevor.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
There it is, Amy McVie. Her name is CEO of QCOS and Queensland. That's the Queensland Council of Social Services. Been operating for 60 odd years, with respect. So never heard of them, but fantastic. Great to hear of them and work that they're doing. But they say batting for us, batting for the people out there who are in struggle street, so to speak. You know, but we need the necessities in life. Need a house, and with a house. Then we need jobs to provide food, and it's a good average foundation for the for all Australians, and we need that. So hats off to the QCOS and pushing that campaign, Make Queensland Fair. Have you say your mob, 7 minutes left on the program, National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.